Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, a brand new game on The Breakfast Show, and here's listener Paul giving it a go.
You can travel to work on it. You can use a bus, a train, metros. You've got different types getting from work to different places like the beach, the coast, up and down on the train, National Station, the National Express.
All will be explained. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 6:37 on your Monday morning. It is the 1st of July, everybody.
Pinch punch.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to know about the tale of your weekends. Told through emojis. 8-12-15 is the number. Paul gets us underway. He's got a beer emoji, a kebab emoji, a pizza slice emoji, and then three sleeping emojis. So, in conclusion, Paul lived the actual dream this weekend. Well done to you, Paul. For me, well, I've got a building emoji, then a little private eye emoji, then a little girl emoji, then a fan emoji, an apple emoji, and a tree emoji.
You finally took Evie to MI6.
She's fully signed up. No, it turns out the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree because Evie, my five-year-old little girl, is a fan of the hotel inspector.
Oh, no.
What? We spent a long time discussing it last Wednesday when I was handing him my cool badge, saying that it brought me to tears. And then when I was telling you that it brought me to tears, I actually got goose pimples live here in the studio. It was very uncool. But I decided just to get my little fix of Alex Polizzi just before watching the England game. So I stuck it on. I was with Evie and I said, oh, let's turn this off now. You know, we're watching English. She went, no. So she just sat there wide-eyed and watched these two hotelians in Blackpool turn round their fortunes by having their event space advertised better. And she loved every second of it.
I mean, I think that's probably a more worthwhile decision than the vast majority of the England-Slovakia game. She definitely made a good judgment call. Yeah. Tuned into the England match for the last 2 minutes and then had a good time. But,
I nearly just went to bed at half time.
Whoa.
It was a massive swing from me, but I just thought, do you know what? I'm not going to let them rule my life like this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put my life and my sleep patterns in the hands of 11 men I've never met before. I'm just going to go to bed, but I stuck with it. And I'm glad I did.
I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
I was so full of... I describe it as a boiling hatred for 94 minutes. Yeah. And then suddenly was like, it's coming home. Never in doubt.
And then I just watched the rest of that episode of Hotel Inspector and it was the perfect evening. So your weekend, told through emojis, you can send those colour pictures to me live in the studio. We have the technology. The number is 8-12-15. There's more on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolutely. Radio.
What happened to you at the weekend? Tell me, through emojis, like Nikki has. Guitar emoji, drum emoji, stadium emoji, then a green heart, green heart, green heart, laughing emoji, in love emoji, crying loads emoji, green heart, green heart, green heart, fireworks.
Right.
If you're just joining us, I'm having a breakdown again, live on air. Basically, Dave, I went to see my favourite band, Green Day, at Wembley Stadium.
Oh,
it got emotional, but it was absolutely brilliant. Oh. Well done, Nikki. Now we've got a car emoji, a clock emoji, an anxious face emoji, a shopping trolley emoji, shopping bags emoji, then a relaxed face emoji, and then another car. And Katie says, morning, guys. I drove a 10-hour round trip to collect an item from Facebook Marketplace. I was so relieved it wasn't a scam, so now I can get my hot tub working.
Oh, wow.
Now,
that is a get.
Do you
think
that's
a really good Facebook Marketplace get?
You don't strike me as a hot tub kind of guy, Glenn, if I may say such a thing.
No, and you're right, actually. There was a moment where, you know, sometimes if you say a word too often, it just loses all meaning.
Yeah.
I almost had a breakdown on the an emotional breakdown on the motorway a few years ago because I saw this sign. I kept seeing this sign that said turn left for hot tubs. And for some reason, my mind wasn't reading it correctly. And I was going, what is a hot tub? Who is selling hot? What's in the tubs?
I just don't want to picture the person who's opened the front door who's selling it to me in the hot tub I'm about to buy.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So they open the front door of number 9. Hello, how are you? Hi, I've come about the hot tub. Do you know what? Actually, oh, no, forget it. Thank you, Katie. Enjoy. Right, coming up for you next here on The Breakfast Show. Well, 10 weeks of tickets is back and we have your chance to see Stevie Nicks live.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 11 minutes past 7. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where it is time now for the social ammunition. attention. This is the comings and goings across all of social media, normally curated by Matt Dyson. But actually, Matt Dyson is not here today, and he's going to be the opening item to the social ammo, because, you know, Matt's got this reputation of being a blagger.
Yeah.
And he will blag anything. If he thinks he can get a freebie, then he's at it.
Yeah.
Well, on his social media channels, on his stories, he had a hashtag spawn. Because obviously he managed to blag some tickets for the ferry that he was on.
What? No way.
Yeah. Hashtag spawn, hashtag blessed, hashtag gifted. And these were tickets for the ferry.
Wow. I mean, is it because he knows someone who knows ferries very well?
100%. Yeah, he must. I thought maybe the ferryman sorted him out and has asked for hashtag spawn. let's make sure we abide by the rules, Matthew.
Really weird to hear the pirate voice saying hashtag.
Yeah, two worlds collide. Anyway, yes, it was the Woolwich ferry. You know, I don't know what I needed a freebie for on that, but, you know, it was just great. It was running for once. Glenn, so you have stepped up. You're going to do the social ammo, which is very kind of you. What have you got for us today?
It's very England-Slovakia related, a game that we all collectively despised for more than 90 minutes. And then when Gareth Southgate was 26 seconds away from losing his job, everything turned around. And I think this interview that was on BBC News sums up the mood of the nation completely in that moment. Have a listen to this.
Can you see Gareth Southgate surviving this?
No way. He's not coming back after this. I mean, he even said himself, if they don't win this tournament, he's out. And I think that's a...
I have a bucket hat at home which says Southgate out, but when you turn it around the other way, it says it's coming home. And in that hat was perfect for the moment. But I mean, I love a bit of Schadenfreude. Anyway, there were people who gave up so much on Southgate. These are fans who made their way to Germany, watched the match, and listened to these guys who left the match at about 85 minutes in.
No way.
What needs to happen next?
Well, Southgate's gone, hasn't he? He's gone on his holiday. Players pick up next 2 years, that's all I can do.
And you're leaving early?
Yeah.
Only because we don't want to get caught on Trump.
See you later, guys. Yeah.
I hope they beat the traffic. So, I really hope they do.
I know, I just hate that. It's like when people go to gigs and they miss, like, the last song because they don't want to get onto public transport. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah, they found John Lennon alive and well. Here he is. He's joining us on stage right now.
My parents did that. My parents deliberately left Paul McCartney early and so they could sort of beat the traffic. And I was like, how was it? And they were like, yeah, it was good. He just, you know, he didn't play Hey Jude. Yeah.
He did, you were there. He's going to save that one for last, Mum. Come on. Yeah.
And finally, this is pathetic of me, but there's something that's been doing the rounds that I find... it ruins me every time I hear it. For if you type in a word into Google, you can have Google pronounce it for you. And it handily pronounces it for you normally, and then it pronounces it in slow motion. If it's a word that you perhaps weren't able to pronounce, it teaches you how to do it. But sometimes a slow motion Google sounds terrifying and sinister and hilarious at the same time. And this is Google pronouncing the word stinky.
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 I am 5 years old, but it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger, isn't it?
That's how I imagine the person who sold the hot tub to our listener that we heard from not too long ago sounded when he opened the front door.
Stinky.
Goodness me, that's sinister.
Get to the chopper. Well, you'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks.
And this week on 10 Weeks of Tickets, it's about you seeing the iconic Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park as we play Don't Stop. Can you talk for 60 seconds on a given topic without repeating yourself, hesitating, or going too far off topic? If you can, you win the tickets. And playing this morning on line one is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, team.
Welcome on to the show. Paul is a fan of the main station, but also loves a bit of 90s and classic rock. On line two is Laura. Hello there, Laura.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Laura. Hello. Is a fan of the main station. And Laura, this is Paul. Paul, this is Laura.
Hi, Paul.
Good luck, Laura. Morning.
Okay, it is time to reveal the topic you must speak on for 60 seconds. And your topic today is public transport. Okay, Laura, Paul is going to be going first, so you wait right there. It's public transport, Paul, and your time starts now.
You can travel to work on it. You can use a bus, a train, metro.
you've got different types getting them from work to different places like the beach, the coast, up and down on the train, National Station, the National Express. You've got...
No, that's it, man. I'm sorry. No, it's good. It was a good effort. I should have stopped it earlier. But you did 21 seconds. Paul got 21 seconds to go. So I enjoyed your flow there, Paul. Stay on the line. Laura, you have 21 seconds to beat. It's public transport. Your time starts now.
Okay. Public transport is for everybody all over Britain and lots of other places in the world. It's a great way to get around. It's cheaper, probably, well, definitely cheaper than using a taxi. A lot of people use a bus in the morning. The trouble is they always come in threes. You always have to wait ages and then suddenly they all turn up at once.
You've done it! Yeah! You've done it! Congratulations! 22 seconds. No need to continue. I'd spare us all another 35 seconds.
I was enjoying the lecture. I was learning a lot.
Bus in threes, you say, Laura? Paul, it was great having you on. Thanks for tuning in on the main station, 90s and Classic Rock. Sorry it didn't work out for you, but Laura, we are thrilled. You are off to see one of the all-time greats, Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park. Congratulations to you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well done, Laura. Thanks for tuning into the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and therefore the platform has arrived for you to share your freakishness. Yes, are you weird in any wee way? If you are, we want to hear from you. The number is 81215. And our next weirdo is Leanne in Camberley. Good morning, Leanne.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Hi, Leanne. Leanne, welcome along to the show. Leanne loves the main station, and she's about to share her freakishness with us all. So, Leanne, I need you to complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
brush my teeth with my eyes closed.
As long as you don't brush your teeth while you're driving, Leanne, I think it's absolutely fine. So, is this like... what is the word? Sensory perception? Is it about kind of... you know, feeling the brush vibrating on every tooth. Why are you doing it?
It is. I find if I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I can't concentrate. So I brush my teeth with my eyes closed so I can feel that I'm doing every tooth.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's how easily distracted you are. If you see your own reflection, you can't focus on brushing. You must have been a nightmare at school, Leanne.
I absolutely was. Because if you're looking at yourself, you're kind of looking at, oh, my God, I've got a spot or I've got this or that. If I close my eyes, I can just kind of... enjoy brushing my teeth.
Focus on the job at hand. Yeah. I just stare in the mirror unblinking when I brush my teeth. That's the only way I do it.
My eyes closed for putting in my contact lenses. I find it very difficult, but other than that.
So when did you start doing this? And are you kind of presenting this to the nation, not so much as a weirdness or a quirk, but almost like a life hack? You know, this is a good way of having better dental hygiene when it is difficult to see a dentist in this day and age. Should we all be brushing our teeth with our eyes closed?
I'd absolutely say yes. It's great. I love it. But do you know what? I didn't even know I was doing it. It was only when my boyfriend pointed it out. He said, what are you doing with your eyes closed? I was like, I don't know. This is how I brush my teeth.
It must have been quite harrowing for him to see that, actually. poor lad.
Well, yeah, and now the kids come in and kind of look at me going, Mum, you're just weird. And I'm like, yeah, I know. We're naked, so it's fine.
Okay. Are you using an electric toothbrush? Are you getting the...
I am.
It's vibrating around and you're fully focused on what's happening. When did you start doing this?
It's got to be a good few years. I mean, I can't remember not doing it, but, you know, I can't remember much these days, so...
Right, okay. Have you passed this on to the kids that you just mentioned? Have you noticed they're doing it as well?
No, they think I'm cuckoo.
Right, okay. Leanne, it was wonderful having you share the reason you believe to be a little bit weird. I really like it. I think it's good. You're in the moment, and dental hygiene is a really important thing to look after. So well done to you, Leanne, and thanks for sharing with the group.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, Leanne. Speak to you later on. Bye-bye. That is the kind of thing we are after right now. The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is coming up to 8:15 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Well, we're sharing our weirdness, and I'd like to say the following. Is it weird that I went shuffleboarding with Leona Graham? Now, I can only... dream that that is a sentence that is true of me. It's not, but according to social media, it is true of somebody in this studio. So, Anna Geary, how did you end up shuffleboarding with Leona Graham? And what is shuffleboarding?
So I had gone for dinner with one of my friends, and then, and Leona, I knew she was DJing at this shuffleboard place in Shoreditch.
Well, you can't just throw those lines away. What shuffleboarding place in Shoreditch? Of course it's in Shoreditch. What kind of shuffleboarding place?
It's like, it's called the Shuffle Club, and it's like they've got big tables and they're kind of weighted discs, and you have to push them to the other end of the table, and there's like a marked scoring area.
So it's kind of like Shove Ha'penny. Did you have Shove Ha'penny? Do you know what Shove Ha'penny is?
I played Shove Ha'penny.
Yeah.
Because me and a friend played it in an underground station in LA because we were waiting for a train. And this really terrifying man came over and was sort of like, what are you guys doing? And we had to sort of say in the most British way possible, we're playing Shove Ha'penny.
And then we're going for a stroll on the promenade. Why? What's it got to do with you, my friend?
It's like curling on a table, isn't it?
Yeah. Without like...
Sorry.
I think that was one of my Rossi dancing names back in 2003.
But there's no stick.
Yeah, so
there's
it's no a game stick, in which players right. use cues to push weighted discs, sending them gliding down a narrow court with the purpose of having them come to rest within a marked scoring area, is what it is. So this is, but there's a whole club dedicated to this in a part of East London that's notorious for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so there's tables set out everywhere. And then, yeah, it was brilliant.
So, what, you just went and shuffleboarded for a while?
I just went for a few hours and just, you know, threw these discs down the table.
Are you any good at shuffleboarding?
I was hopeless. It's actually quite hard, because, you know, like, when you go bowling and there's none of those things they can bounce off at the side.
You don't have
you
the size
You wanted to ask for the barriers. You wanted the barriers up for shuffleboard.
Yeah. And you've got that little metal slide that you can put the ball on and watch it roll down.
That's how I like to bowl.
Do you have the sides up when you bowl?
Yeah, sometimes.
What, as an adult?
Yeah, sometimes. I know, it's like wearing stabilisers on a bike.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
I also wish I could still do as a 33-year-old.
No, that's fair enough. I refuse to wear the shoes. So between us, we've got no business going bowling at all. But shuffleboarding, would you recommend it as something that I should do, Glenn should do, our listeners should do?
Absolutely. We should have a team night out going shuffleboarding.
Well, don't go too far. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So Monday is it weird that I day here on The Breakfast Show, and the latest person brave enough to tell us about their freakishness is James. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
James, the warmest of welcomes to the show. So let's complete that sentence, shall we? Is it weird that I...
Is it weird that I asked my work colleagues what they had for tea last night?
So you think it might be weird that you're obsessed with what your colleagues had for dinner the previous night?
Yeah, pretty much. It's I think I've done it since I was at school, maybe. I don't know what they've had for dinner. I really don't know.
Right, okay, but you're desperate to find out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What did you have for dinner last night, James?
Yeah, how do you like it?
Had pasta carbonara and new beer to
wash
it down with. So,
okay, yeah. And a side of two excellent goals. let me try it out. Let me see how it feels, James. Let me see if it is weird. Let me see if it feels intrusive in any way. Anna, hi.
Hello.
Just tell me, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a chicken and mushroom pie and some spinach and some potato croquettes.
Okay, cool. That didn't feel too weird. Let me try again. Hang on. Oh, hi, Glenn.
I feel like you're about to ask me something.
Yeah, I just wondered, if you don't mind, what did you have for dinner last night?
Well, it was the England match and I had some friends over, so we had Domino's.
Oh, of course you did. Do you know, it feels quite good, actually, James. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we're really well-versed in it, Anna and I.
We do it all
because,
the time.
Asbo producer Ellie, that's like her thing, and she always wants to know, and not only that on a Monday, she wants to know what we had on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We've got to have it all worked out.
And not only that, we have to be like, it's all about fruit and veg. Isn't it?
So we've got to count up how many of our five a day we had as well.
Oh, wow. Just before I see her.
So portion control. She's that. So that's what's happening in the second studio behind the glass when I can't hear you guys.
That's exactly what's happening. We're being grilled over how many courgettes we had.
James, it seems it's commonplace. So maybe not that weird after all, but thank you so much for sharing with the group.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Cheers, James.
Thank you. Cheers.
Nice
Bye.
One, man. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it is time to talk the Euro 2024 secret sweepstake, because not everybody out there is involved in a work sweepstake, because so many work in weird, wonderful and different ways, including us guys, who never, ever get invited into the works office sweepstake. They say to us, well, it's your fault for leaving at 10 a.m, but, you know, whatever. So we invented the secret sweepstake, an opportunity for you all to be in one, but the twist is you do not know who you have until you are either out or you win the whole darn thing. And it is time now, and it's not my favourite moment of the show, it is time to bid farewell to some of our darling listeners who entered. And so we begin with Susie, the self-employed virtual assistant. Susie, I don't know how to tell you this, but you had Italy. Oh. So you crashed out to Switzerland. So farewell, Susie. Dave Short, the self-employed kitchen and bathroom fitter, and I've never met Dave Short, but I'm going to imagine all-round legend. You had Slovakia.
Oh.
So you were so, so still in, but then you were so, so out. Although I imagine you're not too disappointed. Carol Martin, a civil servant on maternity leave. Denmark were your team. So you got beaten by Germany.
Yeah.
It is time to say farewell, auf Wiedersehen. And finally, Stuart, the London cabbie. You were off to a great start. You had the same team as my little sister, who I mocked for getting this in her actual work sweepstake. It was Georgia.
Oh.
But didn't they do well?
Put up a
yeah,
fight.
Yeah.
Up until, I said, if they score a single goal, there'll be a national holiday. So they really have surprised everybody. But you did get, I think the only word is thumped by Spain last night. So you are out. The remaining round of 16 games take place tonight and tomorrow. So we're going to be losing four more of you. So make sure you are listening if you did enter the secret sweepstake, because maybe you're still in. And a little further down the line, I will be inviting some of you live on air to potentially, if you want to, swap teams with another listener without knowing who they have.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. I sincerely hope that the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. What this basically means is we embark on a brand new week together without hearing the same darn song over and over again. Yes, between 9 and 5, there's no repeats, and that's guaranteed. Now, one of the things we've been doing this morning on the show is asking you to be proud about your weirdness by completing the sentence, "Is it weird that I..." And we have what can only be described as an overspill. So we're going to do some more here, because if you've been brave enough to share with me, the least I can do is read your correspondence aloud. Tara from Wallington, morning Dave and the team. Is it weird that I have to have the volume on either an even number or a multiple of five?
No, I think that's absolutely fair enough. I do it in multiples of 20. It's either silent or deafening.
This is why Glenn is a nightmare neighbour. Ollie in Swindon, is it weird that I pretend that I'm using the force to open automatic doors in shops?
Oh, dear.
I think the question is, Ollie, it's based on how old you are.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're over the age of, I'm going to say, 12, then it's weird.
Yeah.
it is weird. Carol from Dagenham, I have to turn around 360 degrees before sitting on the loo.
What?
It started when I was a kid in Spain. A gecko had landed on me whilst I was sat down. So I started doing a complete 360 scoop of my surroundings to check for creepy crawlies. Now it's a force of habit. I can't go unless I do this. P.S. I also close my eyes whilst brushing my teeth, like caller Leanne said earlier. There's a lot to unpack with Carol.
Yeah. So just before she goes to Lee, she looks like she's on QVC. She's just rotating.
Yeah, I suppose as long as you've closed the door and you're in the comfort of your own home, you can do whatever you like.
You have to close the door, because if anyone asks you what you're doing, you sound insane if you go, oh, it's just in case there's geckos.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you've got to get the timing right, because if anything starts to happen early, you know when it all redecorating your own bathroom.
Oh, gross.
Sorry. Do you know what? Yeah, I apologise for the imagery. I'm sorry. Let's leave it there. It's got quite weird enough.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and it is the perfect time for another round of this.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. Find everything you need for your next garden project. And I'm talking decking and sleepers, the whole lot. You can get it at wix.co.uk. Now, the point of five players, £5,000 is to give one listener the opportunity to give me the name of five professional footballers from any league, any tournament in the world, from any period in history. Match all five with a member of the team. And that person's going to win themselves £5,000 to spend at Wix. And hoping to do just that is Stuart. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Stuart, who do you support at club level?
Tottenham, mate.
How do you think it went last season, Stuart?
Not so good. Still, underneath our hand, we've got to give the guy a few seasons to get his own players in and build his own team, you know?
Yeah, I love Ange. I just love a little bit of Postecoglou. What can I say? So, Stuart, I can tell by your accent that I presume you were supporting Scotland during the Euros.
I was indeed, mate. Yeah, I was out in Munich and Cologne.
Oh, goodness me. You guys have got quite the reputation for bringing the party to the town. Does that feel good to know that?
Yeah. I mean, always up for the party of Scots, you know, right? But unfortunately, always the first one to play at home as well.
May I ask, as a Scots person, are you in the anybody but England camp, or are you more open-minded than that?
No, I wish them all the best. Like, you know, I mean, there's been better, and then there's been better, but nah. I'd like to see any of the British teams doing well, to be honest. Like,
okay, nicely put. So let's get down to business, shall we? Five players, £5,000. I'm going to spin the random player generator and see which member of the team you're playing alongside today. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
It is the pothole princess. Time to leave the studio.
God bless the pothole.
Okay. Stuart, I'm going to give you five first names. You just have to give me a surname that you think makes up the name of a footballer, and then hope that Anna Geary gives me the same five last names. I wish you the best of luck. Here we go. Your first player's name is Bakayo.
Bakayo. Saka?
Yes. You knew that, but as a Tottenham fan, you just refused to say it, didn't you? Yes, Bakayo Saka, I think that's pretty much got to be it,
yeah,
hasn't it? Let's move on, shall we, to slightly trickier terrain with the name Dean. D-E-A-N. Dean.
Dean. I'll go for Windass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's good. What a reaction to Windass from Glenn there. Okay. Up next is Scott.
Scott. Scott. I'll go for Brown.
Okay. Scott Brown, okay.
Yeah.
Joe, J-O-E, that's how that's spelt on this occasion. Joe.
Hart.
Joe Hart. And finally, the name. Danny.
Rose.
Okay.
Nicely done, Stuart. We have your five players. Stay right there. I'm going to play a song, and then Anna Geary is in play.
Five players,
5 grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 players. 5 grand with Wix.
And so, as promised, Anna Geary is now back in the studio, hello, ready to tackle her 5 players to try and win listener Stuart £5,000 to spend at Wix. Stuart, good luck to you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Okay. Anna. Bakayo.
Saka.
Absolutely, yes. Right. Of course. Yes, yes, yes. Dean.
Saunders.
Oh, yeah. That's a good Dean.
Oh.
Stuart had Windass.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Holden.
That's a good Dean.
That's another good Dean. Sorry, Stuart, you haven't won the money today. Let's do the remaining names, though, just for the stats. Here we go. Scott.
McTominay. No?
No, former Celtic defender Scott Brown. Joe. J-O-E.
Cole.
Oh, Hart.
Oh, this is dismal.
Former Celtic goalkeeper. Danny.
Welbeck.
Rose.
Oh. It just wasn't to be. All good choices.
Yeah.
All good choices.
I mean, that's a great fantasy football team you two have put together there, Stuart and Anna. Well done. A lot of talent
I'm
in there.
I'm so sorry, Stuart.
Unfortunately, it is 1 out of 5 on 5 players, 5 grand. Stuart, nice talking football with you. Good luck to Spurs next season. We'll speak real soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Well
done,
Stuart. Bye-bye. Take care, man. Bye now. So this means we're going to be playing again tomorrow morning just after 9:30. If you'd like to have a go at 5 players, 5 grand, or you can call us right now on 0330 123 1215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for the first show of a brand new week. It is time to bid you farewell and to remind you that you can listen again to the entire show on demand in the brand new Rayo app. Just search Rayo in the App Store. Or, of course, you can get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast wherever you do your filthy underhand pod dealings. It needs a title. The bell rung a few times today. We got Flipping the Bucket Hat. He's Going to Save Hey Jude Till Last Mum. Sinister Stinky. Brushing My Teeth with My Eyes Closed. Underground Shove Apeny. And It's Curling on a Table. Just some of the times the podcast naming bell rung this morning. I'm going to settle in Matt Dyson's absence on naming it Flipping the Bucket Hat, a touching tribute to just how rubbish England were until the dying moments when they finally scored a couple of goals. Come on, England. And come on, Leona Graham. She's going to be here next with the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter a competition that this coming Friday could see you win £275,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 6 a.m., of course. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.